the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It's Friday, December 27th across Northeast Texas, and we're now just a few days away from 2014. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. Last week, I talked to Alice about American Hustle, Saving Mr. Banks, and Inside Llewyn Davis. And this week, we're talking about The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, The Wolf of Wall Street, and Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Alice, how was your Christmas?
It was wonderful.
All right. I hear you went to New York City and did a lot of stuff with your family.
That's right.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you a little bit late, and a Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year.
All right. So let's talk about this first movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I understand it has some kind of smaller named actors, but Ben Stiller is the main actor, and he's maybe a little bit more serious than his normal movie. What do you think?
Yes, I do like him when he does drama, and this time he did. The story is based on a James Thurber short story, which I used to teach sophomore English, and it was always in the textbooks. So I was a bit surprised that they went so far out with the tale of Walter Mitty. Mm-hmm. But they did. He was a guy who liked to daydream, and that's how this movie starts out. Ben Stiller is a meek photo lab employee at the Time Life building in New York City. And he's very timid. He's afraid to ask this coworker, who's played by Christian Wiig, for a date. Mm-hmm. But then a negative goes missing for what they're going to have, the final print version of Life magazine. And he sets out to find it. He says, I'm not going to be a timid guy and hide in the corner anymore. I'm going to go find it. And he actually has feats that are much more daring than anything he ever dreamed of. He climbs a mountain, he escapes from a volcano, and even battles sharks. Mm. And those are the real things that happen. And as I said, Ben Stiller, he wrote this, by the way, too. It's his version of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And I think it's great holiday entertainment. It's great for this time of year. It's uplifting, but it's got some serious moments, too.
All right. And how does Kristen Wiig do in her first big leading actress role?
Well, she's okay. She just doesn't have... She's a good secondary character here. She's always funny, and she brings that to this. Yeah.
All right. How about The Wolf of Wall Street? I understand this is maybe Leonardo DiCaprio's biggest Oscar hope.
I think so. He's going to be up against Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave. Those two have those are just both very, very fine performances. And this is his fourth time, Leonardo DiCaprio, to have worked with Martin Scorsese, who is, you know, some people say the finest filmmaker of our time. And he does, this one kind of follows, it's like it's as if he's taking Goodfellas, but instead of being about the mafia or the crime element, it's about maybe some people might call the real criminals, the stockbroking time. And it's based on a true story. It is incredible that this is true. I mean, it's very hard to believe. The movie is 3 hours long, but I never blinked. It just moves very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's this Long Island stockbroker named Jordan Belfort, played by Leonardo, and he starts out doing what they call penny stocks, and it's a scam. There's nothing legal about it, but they start by defrauding clients, and he's in a little what they call a boiler room in a converted warehouse, and then they move finally to this Wall Street brokerage firm called Stratton Oakmont, and there they have quaaludes and cocaine and booze and hookers. Those are part of the trading day at this place. This is really a wild excess, greed, debauchery. But you can't quit watching. It's a little bit like the train wreck, anyway, in that sense that you can't look away. Mm-hmm. But it's brilliantly done, acted, all is a comedy. Everything, again, very much like last week's American Hustle. It's satiric, and it's making fun of the times. This was in the late 80s, early 90s. And Kyle Chandler has a nice role as an FBI agent, and one who steals the movie is Jonah Hill as Donnie Azoff, Belford's screwy second in command at the brokerage firm.
All right. I understand that he does almost as good a role, if not better, as he did in Moneyball as another supporting actor.
Yes,
in that.
It's so far out, and he has these strange teeth. But anyway, it's part of the thing. It's based on a real character.
Wow. Okay, I'll definitely have to see those as well. And then how about the last movie, Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom? I think this is pretty good timing. They couldn't really ask for... not that we want Nelson Mandela dead by any means, but better timing for this kind of movie to come out.
Right. It makes a nice tribute because I saw it actually earlier on, 2 weeks before he died. And there have been a lot of things done, a lot of actors who have played Mandela. But I think Idris Elba, he's just does the best job of any of them. And he's believable as a very young man. When they form the African National Congress, he's a lawyer, and he's at first tries by peaceful means, and then that doesn't work, and he becomes a protester and a revolutionary, and he's against the apartheid government. And finally, after a lengthy trial, he is imprisoned, and he just stays there for a matter of 27 years. He gets out in 1990. And the story, as he ages, Elba just does a very convincing job. He seems like the same guy, and he's the fiery young man, and then he's the elder statesman later on. It's involving. It's a very long movie. It's 2.5 hours for, but it's an excellent biopic. I think the best one that's been done about Mandela.
All right. Well, that is Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, The Wolf of Wall Street, and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Alice, we'll talk to you next week, and coming up in just a few moments, your local news here on your station. I'm Cooper Welch for Daniel Starks.